Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering $1 billion surge in oil import costs for India in just 1 month, that's the impact of the ongoing US-Iran conflict, which has now entered its 26th day. But why does this matter? It's because Iran has rejected a 15-point peace plan sent by the United States through Pakistan, and this rejection has significant implications for global oil markets. The US transmitted the plan to Tehran via Pakistan, which has been acting as a diplomatic intermediary given its shared border and ties with Iran. What makes this significant is that the plan essentially demands Iran abandon its nuclear program as a precondition for sanctions relief, a harder line than the 2015 JCPOA, which allowed limited enrichment up to 3.67% purity. But Iran is not willing to accept this, and has instead put forward its own 5 counterconditions. First, Iran is demanding war reparations from the US and Israel for physical and economic damage. Second, it wants sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz to be recognized internationally. Third, it is calling for an immediate halt to attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon and pro-Iran militias in Syria and Iraq. Fourth, Iran wants sanctions lifting as a precondition, not an outcome of negotiations. And fifth, it is seeking an international guarantee of Iran's territorial integrity. The gap between the two positions remains vast. The US demands denuclearization first, while Iran demands reparations and sovereignty recognition first. Now let us turn to the impact of this conflict on global oil markets. The Iran war has fundamentally disrupted global energy supply chains, and India is facing an estimated $1 billion in extra crude oil import costs in March alone. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? India is heavily dependent on oil imports, with 85-88% of its crude oil coming from abroad. Its top suppliers are Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Russia, UAE, and Kuwait. Remember this number, 85-88%, it's a crucial fact for your prelims preparation. So what is India's response strategy to this crisis? In the short term, Indian refiners are approaching Saudi Arabia to shift pricing peg from West Asian to European crude benchmark to reduce volatility. They are also exploring the Yanbu route, which involves routing Saudi crude through the Yanbu terminal on the Red Sea, bypassing the Hormuz choke point entirely. And India's strategic petroleum reserve, which has a capacity of 5.33 million metric tons, provides a buffer against supply disruptions. Note this carefully, the SPR locations are Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. But what about the long-term implications? The conflict is likely to accelerate India's push towards renewable energy and nuclear power. It also strengthens the case for Phase 2 SPR expansion, which proposes an additional 6.5 million tons of capacity at Chandikhol and Padur. And here is something that surprises many students: the conflict may even revive the India-Russia Northern Sea Route crude supply corridor. Now, let us look at the cascading global effects of this conflict. The Philippines has declared a national energy emergency as it imports 90-98% of its oil from the Gulf. Diesel and petrol prices have crossed 120 pesos per liter, which is approximately $2. France has convened an emergency G7 foreign ministers meeting to discuss Iran, Hormuz reopening, and oil price stabilization. India, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and South Korea were invited alongside G7 members. This is a favorite prelims fact. G7 members include the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan, plus the EU. With that background in place, let us look at the historical context of the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz is the world's most critical oil choke point, with a width of approximately 33 kilometers and navigable lanes of just 3 kilometers each way. Daily transit through the strait is around 20 million barrels of crude oil, which is 20% of globally traded oil. Countries on the strait include Iran, Oman, and UAE. What does this mean for global energy security? It means that any disruption to the strait can have far-reaching consequences for the global economy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The US-Iran conflict started around 1st March 2026, and the US sent a 15-point peace plan to Iran via Pakistan, which was rejected by Iran. Iran's counterconditions include reparations and Hormuz sovereignty. The JCPOA, or Iran Nuclear Deal, was signed in 2015 by the P5+1, but the US withdrew from it in May 2018. Iran's enrichment has gone up to 60% purity, which is a significant concern for the international community. India's crude import dependence is 85-88%, and its top suppliers are Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Russia, UAE, and Kuwait. The SPR capacity is 5.33 million metric tons, which is approximately 9.5 days of consumption. The SPR locations are Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you should remember the geography of the Strait of Hormuz, the JCPOA, and India's oil import dependence. For mains, you should focus on India's foreign policy response to the West Asia conflict, the role of multilateral forums like the G7, and the impact of oil prices on inflation and CAD. This is a critical topic for your GS2 and GS3 preparation. In conclusion, the US-Iran conflict has significant implications for global energy security, and India's response strategy will be crucial in mitigating the impact of supply disruptions. The conflict also highlights the importance of diversifying India's energy sources and reducing its dependence on imported oil. As we move forward, it's essential to keep a close eye on the developments in the Middle East and their impact on the global economy.